our cultural anthropology class is not going to study elaborate masks used during carnival celebrations or those used to deceive others by hiding one's true identity. Instead, we are going to discuss masks used in two ways associated with death: to cover the faces of the dead at burial, and to show respect for or fear of the dead during certain festivals. As you know, a mask is a covering worn over or just in front of the face. Masks are interesting to cultural anthropologists because they have been used by different cultures throughout history. They vary in their appearance, symbolism, and use. First, let's examine masks as a part of burial ceremonies linking departing spirits with the afterlife. Early masks used during a funeral had two different purposes. First, they covered the faces of the dead. Second, they helped the dead leave for the spirit world and protected them by scaring off evil spirits. One example would be the masks of the ancient Egyptians. They placed anthropomorphic masks, or masks that resembled the human face, on the person who had died. The masks were made of cloth, covered with plaster, and then painted. For very important people in Egypt and Greece, silver and gold were utilized, as can be seen in the masks created for the pharaoh Tutankhamun and King Agamemnon. One thing to note regarding Greek masks is that they all had only male features and closed eyes. Other groups that placed gold masks on the faces of dead kings include Cambodians of Southeast Asia and Incas of South America. A notable difference is that some Incan masks had movable parts, including ears. Next, it is in ancient Roman burials that we begin to see the dual purpose of masks. They were used both to cover the face of the dead and to wear during special ceremonies. Molds were made over the faces, and then the masks were created out of wax. In fact, during a burial ceremony, an actor sometimes wore the mask, creating the illusion that the dead person was still present. Later, these masks were preserved as portraits of the ancestors, and to show respect, they were displayed on ceremonial occasions. Among cultural groups in Asia, Africa, and North America, special days are set aside to honor spirits or ancestors. 21st century travelers to Indonesia report viewing ancient funeral masks that are still being used during rituals. One of the most well-known festivals revolving around death and masks is the Latin American holiday Day of the Dead. On November 1st, families go to cemeteries to build altars, talk to their ancestors, and invite them to return for a visit. They also decorate masks to be left on the altar or to be worn during parades celebrating those who have passed on to the next world. Strangely, the most common mask is that of a human skull or skeleton head. Even though such masks may frighten others, for Latin Americans, the skulls symbolize death and rebirth. As you can see, masks are cultural elements that have existed for thousands of years and reflect the beliefs societies have towards death and the respect they have for their ancestors. During the next class, we can open the discussion up to examples you might have of your own traditions related to this topic.